Providence's Digital Innovation Group unveiled its latest incubated technology, Praia Health, last fall. It's a platform as a service for health systems that aims to increase patient engagement through individualized health journeys that connect patients to the right services and products. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily. It's Monday, March 25th. Thanks so much for joining us. Last October, I spoke with Sara Vaezzi to learn more about Praia Health. Sara is Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Digital Officer for Providence, the Renton, Washington-based 51-hospital non-for-profit health system that spans seven western states. At the time, Praia Health supported more than 3 million user accounts across Providence and had around 1.5 million monthly active users, with about 500,000 engaged through the system's mobile app alone. Today, we revisit my conversation with Sara. In the first half of our chat, she shared more about the Praia service, its goals, and how it differs from other technologies already being used by health systems and hospitals. Here's the first part of our conversation. So, Sara, can you tell me a little bit more about Praia Health?
Absolutely. Praia Health is the fourth incubated technology coming out of the Providence Digital Innovation Group, and it's functioning in the domain of what we call identity-driven engagement. But in sort of plain language, what we're working toward with Praia is that in any industry, any service, it's really important to establish a close relationship with your end user. And in our case, it's our patients and consumers that we are serving through Providence, as well as other health systems are serving in their communities. And the way in healthcare that we can actually do that is by knowing the user. So this is like sort of the concept of it being identity driven. You have an identity that we know, and then serving up personalized experiences across any sort of digital property, digital channel that are relevant to that person based on their needs, their intent, their preferences, their, you know, all sorts of other factors about them. And then connecting the dots across sort of this fragmented ecosystem of solutions. So it's not that we're trying to entrap them within a specific environment, but really make a broad set of services available to them. And so it's really the notion of know me, care for me, ease my way. And so that's the Providence promise. And this is the technical sort of infrastructure from a consumer facing perspective that enables that. So again, it's knowing the individual through identity, serving up personalized experiences, and then connecting the dots and orchestrating really across those experiences.
Can you give me an example of what these personalized experiences look like for a patient?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you a real life example. You know, for instance, I'm eligible to get a mammogram. And when we do things like, you know, in our technical vernacular, like it's care gap closure, right? But you get the patient will get one notification. It can be relatively difficult to close the loop on that notification in terms of like, did the person actually go and get the mammogram? So Sara, have you done the right thing and gotten your mammogram done or not? And then ensure that that becomes part of like my overall care experience, and that I know what I need to do. I can go book the appointment readily. It's all sort of in a single channel. So basically what this would be is, rather than it being buried within the context of the clinical record, we're able to surface up, Sara, hey, it's really time for you to to take this next best action. And I would see it in a sense, like on my quote homepage of my mobile app, for instance, the Providence app, and then I can engage with it. I could book an appointment, or I can dismiss it if I, for some reason, don't want to, or maybe I've already gotten the service somewhere else. And then, you know, there's that sort of automated loop closure. So if I don't engage with the feature that pops up in the app, it can remind me again. So if it does, then it can also, if I do the work, it can kind of close the loop in terms of pushing that information back into my record. So that's one example. And that's a clinical example that, frankly, like the electronic medical record can sort of do it, but it's not a great customer experience in that it gets buried in sort of the overall clinical record. That's one example where we can actually make that whole experience a lot less filled with challenge and friction. Another type of experience could be something that actually doesn't exist at all within the clinical record, within the, you know, kind of patient portal. And we can surface that up as well. So for instance, if I were to be pre-diabetic and would need to engage in a diabetes prevention program that is not embedded within the sort of patient portal experience, we could surface that up as well. And that's actually another real life example that we're working on with a partner company.
You mentioned clinical records, electronic health records, and really how everything can be fragmented across care. Can you tell me a little bit more about how Providence sought to defragment that experience for patients?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a big part of that comes back to the notion of identity. And identity, you know, we kind of think about identity in relatively myopic ways within the context of healthcare. But what we've attempted to do, and, you know, we've built the platform for it and are in the early stages of sort of this market development and pushing it out into the broader market via Praya, is a more expansive concept of identity than has historically been executed upon. And I would say it's kind of four big things. And these are, by the way, lessons that we've taken from other industries as well. The first is account creation. And this is a very simple, you know, kind of concept. It's easy to say and hard to do in some cases, especially within healthcare. But it's, you know, create a username and password, a sort of digital identity with an entity. So in our case, it's Providence. Providence is facilitating the identity via this Praya enablement. And the important thing here is that anybody can open up an account, just like anybody can go and, you know, create a Gmail account. It doesn't require a social security number. It doesn't require like some sort of special patient-oriented key. And that's really important as like sort of the foundational element of it. So that's account creation is step one. Verifying your identity so you are who you say you are. A lot of folks out there already do that, and we are partnering with folks via within Praya to be able to enable that. The third piece, which is where sort of the magic starts to happen, is around synchronization of that consumer record, that first piece that I mentioned, that identity, with a clinical record that may exist. And again, because it's facilitated by a clinical entity like Providence, we're able to do that synchronization and ensure that the right consumer account is synchronized with the clinical account. And then the fourth thing is federation. So this is where single sign-on, which is a concept that many of us are familiar with in other industries, and we probably use it quite a bit in other aspects of our lives, comes in. So this is use that identity. If you recall, I said connect the dots, like be able to do single sign-on across partners, across entities. And it's facilitated through the health system that kind of is the broker in a way, but the technology underpinnings are powered by Praya. And when you have that, that enables you to kind of overcome some of these historical challenges that we've had. And there was a lot of technical work that needed to go into building out the ability to do synchronization and federation properly, which is why, you know, we haven't seen it in the market thus far. We, as Providence, we have sort of a unique vantage point, given that we both build technology and we are users of technology as a health system. So we have a unique vantage point that allowed us to do that technical work.
Can you explain more about what makes Praya different and unique from other tools that a health system may already have in place, like a CRM?
The reason why it's a bit different from a CRM, it's actually, you know, we're not building yet another customer data platform or yet another CRM. think about it, like, we have all of these assets out there. Most systems have some form of CRM. Most systems have some form of, you know, a digital ecosystem and an offline ecosystem of services, of course, that they provide to their users, but they're hard to find. They're not personalized to the user. So everything sort of, it's the same vanilla experience that we all have versus a personalized experience that's going to keep you engaged. The best example of this out there in another industry is Amazon. And it's a really great analogy because, you know, your Amazon homepage looks different from my Amazon homepage. And it's, and there's a reason for that. We've purchased different things. We live in different parts of the country. You know, there's all sorts of factors that drive that. And that increases what we would call like conversion. In our case, we're not trying to just get people to buy stuff, right? What we're trying to do is make sure that they get the relevant services that help them stay healthy or help them, you know, from a healthcare delivery perspective. So that's why it's different. It's really knitting together all of these disparate data stores about an individual and using it to power a much more, a better experience and take advantage of all the things that they already have, like health systems already have in their ecosystem, and actually get value out of them.
That was Sara Vaezzi, Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Digital Officer for Providence. She joined me in the fall to talk more about Providence's latest incubated technology, Praia Health, that aims to increase engagement by personalizing patients' health journeys and seamlessly connecting them to the right services, products, and resources. Be sure to join us for the second part of our conversation tomorrow, where we discuss Praia Health's value proposition for other healthcare providers, as well as what Providence has learned from the three other incubated healthcare technologies that preceded Praia. This episode originally aired on October 9th. This has been Just Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. We'll be back with healthcare business and policy news updates tomorrow, as always, in 10 minutes or less. In the meantime, you can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at justhealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.